Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted.
Or encrypted, thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes. Which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
La cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right, they've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Edger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
Thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lights, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. And it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils for promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. So pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors, to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
that for his beard. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom. Yo, we're back with K100 Sports with Billy from London Town, Billy Body, Boom, D.I. and myself, What It Do, and Joe Feeney.
Let's start off with Joe. Billy, what did you think about the Jake Paul fight? Give me your take, because we haven't talked about it yet.
My main take is that I don't think any of them can go any further than each other. Because if the winner of that got a ranking, right, the winner of that was put into the WBC top 10. Which obviously was just down, was basically a publicity stunt for the WBC. But there's no way that any of them can hang with anybody in the top 10. If you're gassing, which both of them were after six rounds, you cannot get any higher than that level. They would require a massive like upshift in their cardio for and obviously with their technique and everything. And I know Tommy Fury's only 23. But I've seen like other fighters at 23 that were a lot better technically, had a lot more in the gas tank. I mean, he wasn't turning up to presses and things to train for this fight. So bearing in mind, Jake carried most of the promotion. This was a pretty even fight that I think they could do again. I think the scoring for me was a little off because
off in which way?
The judges gave it to Fury by three, right?
But if you do the
maths on that. Both of them had two 10-8 rounds for point deductions, right? So you just take those off. But then Jake Paul still had another 10-8 round. So that eliminates three rounds from the fight.
Right.
And after those three rounds are eliminated, Jake Paul is two rounds up. So in order for Fury to win by three, he needs to win all of the five remaining rounds that are up for grabs.
Right.
Which he did not.
That's debatable, though. I think because I'm watching the fight, I looked at like, okay, you know, Jake Paul is finally fighting a guy, a boxer with a jab, and just could not figure out how to like, you know, the jab was like what was like the weapon that Fury had, and just okay, I'm going to stick with this, I'm going to use it, and Jake Paul never really figured it out. And if you're watching all these rounds and you're watching that jab, and you look at the amount of punches and stuff, like I didn't really see. I knew Jake Paul was in the fight, but I never thought he was winning any rounds. Like, what rounds did you think he was winning? You know,
I felt like he won the third round. I felt like that was definitely a round where it looked like he would get back into the fight. I think that was a round that Fury took off. Like I said, I didn't have it. I didn't have Fury winning all of those rounds. Like, obviously, right. CompuBox and everything like that has him clear in terms of what he did. But he took rounds off because of his gas tank. Like, he clearly won, like, the opening round. He clearly won other rounds in the fight. I thought his rounds were very clear, and you could clearly give him at least half of the rounds. But, yeah, you could say he won maybe by a round. You could even say it was a draw. But you can't say he won by three rounds. It's impossible. Like,
not only that, he knocked him down. And, you know, you're talking about his jab. That's exactly what he got knocked down on. When he was going for a jab, he timed it perfectly, put him down. And the one thing that I could tell his corner had done very well is they scouted his right hand. Because did you see how many times he missed right. with that yep. looping right hand?
Plus, that's his punch.
Yeah, the overhand right.
Yeah.
Here's something that I don't know why I thought of this when I was looking at him. But, bro, Paul doesn't he look older than 26 to you? He looks kind of haggard.
He does.
He looks older than his older brother. Years,
he looks like he's 35.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
But Fury looks older than 23. Oh, like, I don't know if Fury was 23. That's like, he's a kid.
Yeah.
You know, that's a young punk kind of like age, you know, 23 years old.
Yeah.
But I think Jake Paul, bro, every fight he's put on has been very entertaining. Like, he has got you, if you watch a Jake Paul fight and get involved in the buildup, it's a very entertaining spectacle every single time he's got a fight.
The one thing you got to give him credit for.
He's a more entertaining fight than Mayweather was. His now, fights are more entertaining than Mayweather fights.
You're right.
Yeah.
And how about this? I thought it was hilarious when between rounds, his brother was interviewed and he was calling Tommy and his family a bunch of bitches.
Nate Diaz like went off on him on that for being so disrespectful. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, he's lucky the Gypsy King didn't walk over and handle it right there.
Yeah.
But I will say this about the Paul brothers, and I think Billy, as a humongous boxing aficionado, will agree. Now, when I was growing up and watching boxing in the 70s and 80s and 90s, where there's so many great boxers and so many great matches, then the proliferation of different weights with the juniors and the supers and the greed and the different boxing organizations and having to wait years to see fights, the Paul brothers have done it right. Because when one isn't fighting, the other one's fighting. They're always bringing a lot of attention to what they're doing, and they're making it entertaining, and they put on entertaining bouts.
Billy's favorite soccer player, Cristiano Ronaldo, was in the front row.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk. Billy's coming to Vegas this week.
Yes.
He's going to be here Thursday for the for John Jones.
Before we move off, like, I just want to say one thing quickly that you guys may or may not know. Mayweather fought an exhibition fight in London this week. At the weekend on Saturday.
No, we didn't know that.
He booked the O2, and they sold 500 tickets out of 20,000.
What?
And there was a text message going round saying, get down to the O2 tonight, free entry for everybody.
Who did he fight?
He fought a British reality TV star called something Chalmers, who's done some MMA, has a losing record. Is he a big name in England? No.
Why would he go up against somebody that isn't a big name in England?
Because I believe the original opponent pulled out, and I think they thought the draw was just going to be Mayweather. I mean, he's big for the people that watch that show, Geordie Shore, which is our equivalent of Jersey Shore.
Right.
But it's Geordie Shore, which is a town up north, which is Newcastle. And Newcastle is very much a town where, you know, the girls are very easy and they don't wear a lot of clothes.
It's the equivalent of like Mayweather fighting Pauly D, basically.
Yeah. They've got the guys that are like, you got the bros up there, like the stupid guys who like do steroids and go to the gym and wear tank tops. And the girls are wearing any. It is Jersey of England, except it's up north and it's really cold. So he's from that show. And so in the end, with the free tickets, they ended up with 2,500 people in there. It was really bad. Mayweather like wasn't turning up to press conferences until he got like $1 million in his account.
Bro, can you believe that Drake had a $400,000 bet on Paul?
Bro, Drake is the worst gambler.
He's like a mush.
He's like 10%. Like, he gets murdered. Like, the guy loses like every single. He wins one out of like 10 bets. It seems like. So Conan,
what up?
I've been training. And right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking, I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. But the taste is great. And you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym. You know, it works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
So Billy's coming to town this weekend to see Ciryl Gane against John Jones at heavyweight.
Wow, okay? That's going to be good.
Now John Jones has been in our club before. Okay, bro, I thought he was bigger. Like he's not a tall, like 6'4". Like you think of like MMA. Like you look at the guy on TV, he's way bigger on TV than he is in real life. In real life, he's like barely, not much bigger than me.
Well, they list him. He's listed as 6'4". You think he's 6'4"?
He's absolutely not 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that guy.
But you know, maybe why it looks that way, because he's got long limbs, right?
Yeah, he does.
But Billy, what are you looking for this weekend from him?
I think it's a good fight for him. I don't think there's any danger here. I think really? if you'd gone in there with Francis Ngannou, you could have got knocked out in the first round, which would have been the danger. I mean, even Jones said that when it looked like it was going to be Ngannou a few years back, he was saying that, you know, I could get knocked out. That's the danger. He goes, but if I get past the first round, I'm winning this fight. There's no danger here. Look, with Ciryl Gane, like he'd be looking to wrestle you, but Francis Ngannou managed to survive that as well and ended up winning on points against him. I think that really damages Ciryl Gane's credibility. I just don't see how he'll beat the best MMA fighter ever. Technically the best. The power will carry over. I've seen Jones's training. It looks insane. It's a long layoff.
Oh, you have seen him
training. Very long.
Yeah, I've seen the training video.
Bro,
yeah.
that to me the layoff is like very problematic. I've seen this happen with tons of every fighter. It seems like it happens too. When you have an extended layoff, you always like 90% of the time these guys come in flat. Like it happens all the time. And I'm just worried. Like I you know, considerably, I would put a considerable amount of money on John Jones, because I think he should be favored against a guy that's like, that was gun shy in the only main event the guy had. And like, John Jones has never been gun shy, right? So, but just the layoff, I don't know. Like, you know, the layoff and going up in weight, I mean, you don't think that's problematic?
It's problematic for all those reasons. Yeah. Obviously, when fighters have a layoff, like, that's their worst enemy. Like rust, we always say, like, rust versus rest. But when does the rust take over the rest? Like, everybody right. needs rest. But when does rest become rust? Like, we're always talking about it in gambling all the time. We're right. always talking about that with all kinds of sports. We're talking about it in the NFL, where, you know, the number one seed is clinched after, you know, week 14, for example. Right. And we right. say, what should the team do? Should they get rusty, or should they carry on playing their starters? And this is an even bigger situation, because it's fighting, and there's a big shelf life with this, where, you know, guys get out of their peak real quick and they don't even realize. Look at Tony Ferguson. I think that's the best example that I can think of somebody who was a contender 1 minute, and then all of a sudden he couldn't win another fight. Look at Conor. Conor McGregor will never win another UFC fight ever again. And that seems like it happened overnight. So I don't think that's going to happen to Jones. I don't think he has the mileage. He's never really been in trouble. He's never really even lost. So he brings that invincibility and confidence in. And as I said, there's nothing to be scared of here. Cyril Gane isn't going to knock you out. Cyril Gane isn't going to out-wrestle John Jones. Cyril Gane isn't going to win rounds against John Jones on their feet. So if it had been somebody more dangerous, I would be concerned. But it's a really good fight. A really good opponent to take, I believe, in my opinion.
Not only that, Henry Cejudo, who everybody that he trains, he usually does a really good job. He's been training with John Jones, and he just said, this guy's a beast. He's in great shape, and this ain't going to go past three rounds. But still, I don't think
Henry Cejudo's actually pretty spot on, too.
I don't think
he's
right,
a pretty good prognosticator.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think Cejudo's a pushover, that's for damn sure. But you will see. That's what makes the fight interesting. How much of that ring rust does he still have on him? According to Henry, he doesn't have any. He says he's hitting on all cylinders.
What do you guys think about Bo Nickel? They're already throwing him on a main card. He's 3-0. He's only at three fights.
He's a minus 1,900 favorite.
I got minus 2,200 on
I mean, this is a UFC booking a squash match for an up and coming. Like,
looks
this
like
is, this is Paul Orndorff debuting in the WWF, and he beats the guy in like 30 seconds, and beats
SD up Jones.
The jobber. No, not even SD Jones. He just beats up the jobber that doesn't even know how to work. There's an actual great footage clip of that. If you watch Paul Orndorff, this first match at WWE, he beats up a jobber that doesn't know how to work. He got mad at the guy because he didn't know how to work and literally beat the guy up. So, it could be like the next big thing. So, but who knows? You know, the promotion. You got any comments about Bo Nickel, Billy?
No, I was just researching this week. It is a tomato can fight. It is there for an exhibition. So yeah, right. I mean, yeah. It's obvious that's what they're doing. Otherwise, you'd put Ian Garry on the card instead, because he's more established. But I think he has his like squash match on the undercard, on the prelims.
Well, that's good. Any Conan, you looking about? Do you know about Bo Nickel?
Of course.
Yeah, so we'll see. Real quick, any soccer look forward to this weekend? I see the Newcastle and Manchester City are playing in a top four matchup.
Yeah, I mean, this is as a United supporter, we're playing every 3 days. Like we are in everything. I genuinely feel we could have really challenged for the league had we not lost the first two games of the season, and maybe even if we weren't still in every competition, because we have dropped some like fatigue points. Or for losing Casemiro or rotating other players. Conan just went.
He has to do a thing with another guy. So we'll just renew the rest of the thing.
Okay. We're playing constantly. So that I think that makes it difficult for us. So it does look like it'll be a two-horse race. It'll be interesting because Arsenal get this game tomorrow against Everton. So they could go into the Premier League on the weekend with a bigger lead again. But ultimately, if City are going to win it, they're going to need to go on a run at some point. And Arsenal, I think, are going to have to drop points in those typical games where they drop points before, because that, you know, those top other, they got to play City one more time, but they haven't really got those those matchups coming up against other teams around them in the top six. I mean, they played Man United twice. They played Tottenham twice. So it's going to have to be slip-ups in the road games where Arsenal slipped up in previous seasons. I still think that will happen. I still think City will win it. This weekend, I think Newcastle season is going in the wrong direction. I knew Man United would win that. Had a two-unit future on United. Gave a one-unit additional play out just on the money line on that. I knew Ten Hag would absolutely outcoach Eddie Howe on Sunday. That was obvious to me. I really wanted to go to that game as well. But I already went to the Barca game last Thursday instead. So there's no way I'm doing £2,000 twice.
Right. On TV, right? Yeah.
Yeah, for two matches. So all right, my choice was Barcelona at home. I stand by that choice because I believe that was the better game to go to. And the atmosphere was better. I think the final at the weekend was very routine. But I think that will set Newcastle in the wrong direction. And I think it'll be between Tottenham and Liverpool for that final fourth spot, and between Man City and Arsenal for the league. And Man United are just going to be comfortably in that sandwich spot in third spot whilst going for these two other trophies. The Europa League and the FA Cup is a real possibility. Can you imagine, like last year I told you, United are going to win three cups and finish third in the league and build a team that will challenge for the league next year this quickly. Like, the manager's unbelievable. Like, just to come in and do that so quick. It wasn't even like
he got rid of the cancer. That's like the team was being anchored by Ronaldo's style of play. All right, we don't play like this. I know the guy's famous. Let's get rid of him. And they got rid of him. And like, and look where they're like, what's their record since they got rid of Ronaldo?
Well, I don't know what the exact record is, but like when he, you know, every time we didn't play him, we won every game without him playing whilst he was there. So there was definite correlation between him not playing. I mean, look, the facts are he didn't play in the Liverpool game. He didn't play in the Arsenal game. He didn't play in the Tottenham game whilst he was there. And we won all those games. Since then, we've gone on to beat Barcelona and Manchester City at home as well. So, you know, these are some serious scalps to take at home. Do you know United have won 15 out of the last 16 matches at Old Trafford at home?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine like that, like as last year where we lost at home to City, lost 5-0 to Liverpool. So it's not just him. In his defence, a lot of the fucking TikTok boys are gone. Paul Pogba's gone in his dancing bullshit. Jesse Lingard's gone. So it's not just Ronaldo. Ronaldo was toxic in a different way in terms of him being selfish. I think he was dedicated to the game, but he was also dedicated to himself and Ronaldo and his own personal records. Whereas Pogba and Lingard, they were very much just outright distractions who are very interested in other things. But yeah, a lot of those people are gone. And just look at a form of like Rashford. There's no better player in Europe at the moment, statistically, than Marcus Rashford. Right. I mean, he just looks unbelievable. There's nothing to separate him and Kylian Mbappe at the moment in terms of like what they bring into the game. They both like to play behind the last defenders. You get the ball over the top, they'll chase it down, they'll go through and they'll score. Stylistically, exactly the same.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutritionist has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has been very effective. check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have legacy subs for men and legacy subs for women. Check that out at legacysubs.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Well, let's talk about this weekend's game. You got Liverpool again. And Liverpool, you would have thought, okay, that, you know, they always show up like on the bounce, it seems like. Like if they have a poor result, next game they bounce, you know, everything. But this week they didn't bounce. Like they got murdered by Real Madrid, and you would have thought, okay, well, and this is by the Crystal Palace. They're on the road, you know, set things straight, you know, and they couldn't even score. So I'm wondering if, like, okay, now that's two straight results that are kind of like out of the ordinary for Liverpool, because, like, you know, based statistically, they've always been good, like, off a loss. Now they're coming off two straight matches they didn't win, and they're playing Manchester United. Is this a scary spot for Liverpool? Like Man U, like, worried about Liverpool in this spot? Because, like, you would seem like the informed team is Manchester United, not Liverpool here. But this is, like, the spot that Liverpool shows up in. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I can't touch this game as a United supporter, because this is the exact, if I was neutral, I would be taking an interest in Liverpool here this weekend, right? Just because to them, it's a cup final, that it'll be their biggest game. They'll see the direction that we're moving in. They'll see the direction that they're moving in. Their supporters won't be liking it. I mean, they're already now calling for new ownership. United have been calling for new ownership for 17 years. The club is actually up for sale. And right, they were laughing at us and laughing at how we complain about our owners, and they make false accusations about us and say that we only wanted our owners out when we're losing, and now we're going to go quiet about it. No, we still want our owners out. And our owner turned up to the cup final on Sunday, and he was booed for being there. Like, Glazer was booed for being there. So yeah, we are consistent with our hatred for our ownership. The problem is with the club being successful, looking like they might be successful long-term, the owners are either going to stay or they're going to put the price up for the club. They want $6 billion for the club.
Jesus Christ.
And now Liverpool.
$6 billion?
Yeah. Like they've they've turned down a $4 billion offer from Qatar, from the Qataris. They want six. So Liverpool have been laughing about that for ages, but they have one bad season, half a bad season, and they're already looking for, you know, their owners to be gone. But I feel that it's their cup final this weekend. United, I don't know if they could be on a bit of a letdown. They do play tomorrow. I don't want the letdown to be there, because the FA Cup's definitely a game that they can win. And I feel like United will absolutely make sure. I think it'll be drilled into them. Don't, you know, the season starts now. Don't get carried away with, like, winning. Like, we need to get straight back on it. I think there'll be an approach to that. But then perhaps, like, the slip-up or the letdown could come at the weekend. I think tactically, Erik ten Hag will have a game plan for Liverpool. We've already beaten them earlier on this season, and we did exactly what we needed to do. The thing is that, do you go into that game the same way? When the last time we played Liverpool, we came into that off back-to-back losses. The loss before the Liverpool game was 4-0 against Brentford. Right. Now, when we approached Liverpool last time, we gave them all the respect and we sat in deep and then just broke away on the counterattack. Do we need to counterattack Liverpool in this game when we're on so much better form than them? Do we implement the same tactics and give them that much respect, or do we go for it? Like, it's a difficult one to judge. I mean, I'd say at Anfield, you do pay them respect and you just do the same thing that worked. But I don't know. I'm not the manager. I just don't think I would be wanting to have too much on this game. I'll probably pass on it, to be honest, and just hope that United do win. But as a neutral, I'd be eyeing up Liverpool in the spot.
Cool. All right, so where can we find you, brother?
Well, hang on one sec. I wanted to throw a little sports in here for once. There was a report, this is a little NBA talk. There was a report that the Nets were going to shut down Ben Simmons for the remainder of the season. That came out 7 hours ago. Mm-hmm. But apparently this just came out where the coach has said the Brooklyn Nets have had zero discussion of shutting down Ben for the rest of the season, but he'll miss tonight's game in Wednesday against the Knicks. The reason I brought it up is because obviously I have a hatred for Ben Simmons because of his time in Philly.
Right.
But Bill Simmons on his podcast recently said, at this point, Markelle Fultz is a better trade asset and guy to have on the team than Ben Simmons. That's an absolute fact. And what are the odds of that? This would have been 30-1 3 years ago. What do you guys think is the problem with Ben Simmons?
He can't shoot.
He doesn't have the heart.
He's an NBA player that can't shoot. How do you put a guy in the court that can't shoot? Because then the defense doesn't have to guard you.
He's astronomically overpaid.
Terrible.
It's out of control. But
the funny thing is, the guy was like a scoring machine at LSU.
Yeah.
And it's like all of a sudden now he's in the pros and he can't score anymore. It's like, bro, that's a mental issue.
There's something wrong.
Like the guy lost his confidence and just cannot get it back and is gun shy. And it's like the golfer that like goes south and can't make putts anymore. You know, it's like it's a completely mental. The guy's your typical, you know, Generation Z young guy. You know, the crowd gets on him. You know, the crowd starts booing him. He can't handle it mentally, can't get out of his funk, scared now to shoot, and so, and he's just never kicked out. You got any comments about him, Billy?
No, just like that. That's about right. Like that can happen. Like you can, you know, once you're out of sync, like you can't. I mean, look what happened to Russell Westbrook, like
right.
from the season that
Westbrook
had a huge season, and then he couldn't make anything. Like so, I mean, this can happen in that sport. So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but Westbrook at least seems to have heart. He gives a shit. It's always seemed like Ben doesn't give a shit. You know, at least that's how it appears.
It's like I said, it's the Generation Z culture. The people are upset that they can't handle social media criticism. They have mental health issues because of it, because of the criticism. And that's things that athletes are going to have to like owners and coaches are going to have to deal with in the next 10, 20 years. Of this generation of athletes coming
in, it's going to get worse.
It's getting worse because in society you're seeing the exact same thing. People are easily offended. They get upset. They cry very. It's like their mental health is a disaster right now. And it's like for sports where the guys like ruthless competitors, guys like LeBron James and you know Kawhi Leonard and stuff like that are just that'll just cut your throat. You know, to win a game, and it's like mm-hmm. these people just can't handle competing with them. And you can see, like, in every sport, you know, going forward, like especially soccer too. Like soccer is like pretty like my one thing about that is infuriating me watching soccer is how the last 5 minutes of a game, if it's like either a tie or a one goal game, each guy is like literally just trying to work the referee and dive and act and trying to draw a foul or a penalty. Like you do it during the game, but like the last 5 minutes, it's like amped up, and these guys are they're holding their ankle, and you look at the replay, and the guy got barely touched, and like they're acting and stuff like that, and it's like this culture of like complaining, crying, you know, virtue, like I'm in agony, you know, like look at me. It's just like you see it, and it's just gonna take over sports in the future. What do you think about that, Billy?
Yeah, I don't mind it so much in soccer because I think. You know, if you're diving around and trying to cheat, like if I'm gambling on you, I want to see that desperation to win because you know their money's guaranteed. They're going to get paid whether they score or win or whatever. Like, God, soccer contracts are guaranteed. So if you are going to take a dive in the box or you are going to like try and get a player sent off or whatever, for me, it's like if that's on my team, at least I think that you give a shit. When Casemiro's strangling another player, like I think to myself, like you know, yeah, he's going to miss three games, but I want Casemiro on my team. I mean, mentality is a big thing. Like you know, the thing at Manchester United, look, they changed the manager. They changed, like, we got some players in, but essentially, look at Marcus Rashford. Now he's, like, not crying on the bench and, you know, now he's
Plus, during the racism thing, he was a big social justice warrior and stuff. Like, it was...
Right.
Concentrating on that stuff. Now he's concentrating on... It's not right.
Yeah, now he's not being racially abused for missing a penalty for England, and, like, now he's not trying to... He's not being criticized for trying to feed, like, starving kids and all that kind of stuff, and he's just focused on his football. It's made a big difference. Like, Rafa Varane now looks like the best centre-back in the world, what we signed in the first place. Like, you know, Casemiro's come in. He's obviously a mental monster anyway from being at Real Madrid. But you put a couple of winners in there, like, who have done stuff with Real Madrid, and, like, the knock-on effect across the club has been massive. And look, it's the same players. Shaw was shit, now he's good. Like, Varane was bad last season, now he's good. De Gea was bad, now he's good. Like, Wan-Bissaka, who we were trying to sell, is now competing with Dalot for the position. As I said, Casemiro's come in, he's been better. Bruno Fernandes is having his best season. Jadon Sancho, he was having mental health problems. Erik ten Hag sent him to Holland to do private training. He came back, he looks better. Marcus Rashford looks completely different. Like,
he was having mental health problems?
Yeah, he was having, like... He didn't go to the World Cup. He had a mental, like, he struggled to deal with it mentally. And
could you imagine Michael Jordan, like, having to sit out games because he had mental health issues?
Kobe, Iverson.
But this is the thing. This is the thing, it's when you're recruiting managers now, when you're recruiting your coaches and managers, actually being able to deal with this bullshit might be important, because Erik ten Hag, who's a newer manager than, say, Mourinho or Ancelotti or these older
guys. In fact,
I think Ancelotti of Real Madrid has done very well to, like, adapt. Like, he's stuck with the times. He may be old, but I think he evolves and understands what's happening better than somebody like possibly a Mourinho or whatnot. But, you know, look at these new age managers like Klopp, and look at, like, Erik ten Hag. I think their man management is on point. I think they understand when players need a rest. I think they understand when players are going through confidence crisis, and they have all this shit. Like, all these players, they fucking have, like, psychologists coming in to, like, talk to them.
Unbelievable.
Every team.
Really? Yeah.
Every team has physios and masseuses and also psychologists. They have all of this stuff. Like, they have everything there. Like, I know this for a fact. So,
isn't it unbelievable? It's like, literally, we have to, like, these new age of athletes, we have to massage them and make sure they feel good, make sure their head's in the right place. I don't know. It's like this. I grew up differently, you know?
I'm with you, and I think the whole world has gone soft, but I also see how high-level sports can actually be stressful. Look, it's more stressful than what these people are crying about and you know, the issues that the self-inflicted issues that these wrestling marks are going through, right? This is high-level sports. And perhaps 20 years ago, World Cup finals and European Cup finals could have been won because maybe those players were dealing with mental problems. Like, I think...
Well, let me give a perfect example. You're like the time today. These, like, athletes, if you had a bad game, don't turn on SportsCenter and you don't have to hear what anybody said about you. Mm-hmm. But now these people can't help going on social media, and you can't ignore the comments if you're going on your page and looking at it. You're seeing, like, constant criticism, praise, like, you're constantly in the comments section. Whereas in the old days, you played the game, you went out to the bar and drink beers afterwards. Today, you play the game, you go on social media, see what people say about you. Are they saying bad things about me? Now I'm upset. Now I'm like, you know, like, it's like weird, like, dealing with, like, the social media craze. Like, it's an actual thing these days, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we deal with it doing this show and other shows on such a much smaller scale, and I'm like reading shit about myself day to day. I've read negative comments about myself for 16 years.
Me too. Since
the day I walked out of Big Brother, for 16 years, I've read at least 20 negative comments about myself per day for 16 years. Right. So, like, imagine that multiplied to that elite level. It's going to be insane.
Yeah, to people with 5 million followers.
Right.
Like, you know, right. It's like, you know, like, multiply, right. Yeah. So, all right, let's wrap it up. What where can we find you, Billy?
Yeah. So a lot of stuff I want to just say at this end bit, for plugs and whatnot, because it's a really important week for me. First of all, X-Zero News, Joe knows who I'm talking about. He did our show this week. He was on the Dirty Sheets. It was really interesting because it sort of gives you the foundations of how you become a dirt sheet. And also when you become established, how the same shit happens. He tells a story about once he become established, people within the WWE reaching out to him to try and push narratives. And it was crazy because it reminded me of when, you know, Karrion Kross, I spoke to Karrion Kross at SummerSlam and he was like, hey, do you ever realize that like guys might be giving you stuff because, you know, they don't like us or they don't like her and you need to think about that and all this. But, you know, that was happening. The same thing happened to this guy. He was starting to get, well, once he grew, people in WWE started to reach out to give him certain stories to either sabotage stuff or to spoil things. And yeah, it was very in line with some of my experiences. So he comes on, talks to us for about an hour. That's a free show. It's on the Dirty Sheets. Want to talk about lock betting as well. So lock betting is a podcast and a subscription service. So the lock betting podcast is absolutely free. Over on the Lock Betting podcast, we release the Bundesliga show every week. That's where we released our NFL show as well. So you can go to Lock Betting and subscribe to it. The Lock Betting service, which is at lockbetting.com. So we were on Patreon. We're not on Patreon now. We're on a website, lockbetting.com, and we're on a Gumroad site as well. So if you shoot me a DM on my Twitter account, at lockbetting.com, I'll be able to...
By the way, Gumroad is G-U-M-R-O-A-D, Gumroad.
Yeah. So, but you need to go to the Lock Betting Gumroad. So you can shoot me a DM and I'll give you a link to it. But basically, if you just go to lockbetting.com, if you just want to sign up for a month, just go to lockbetting.com and go via the website. But if you're interested in 3 month, 6 month, or 12 month packages, there is a code K100, which gives you a 10% discount on top of the discounts that are there. So the 3 month and 6 month packages are already massively discounted anyway, as is the 1 year package. So hit me up on Twitter. The reason why I want you to go to the @lockbetting.com Twitter is do your research. I'm not one of these people that are going, oh, we win all the time and there's no evidence of it. The fucking evidence is the pinned tweet on Twitter. There's a spreadsheet for every month. The previous month's spreadsheet is there. And if you want me to, if you give me your email address, I can send you about 24 to 36 or 48, whatever you need, years and years and years and years and years and years of other spreadsheets, however much stuff you want to look through. So we genuinely have delivered 117 months in a row of profit. Once my Patreon went down last month, I went absolutely nuts on some crazy run, destroyed Super Bowl, destroyed soccer, destroyed tennis for about 2 weeks. So yeah, this has been a good month. So, I mean, that's not even taken into account. This P&L for February won't even include all of the Champions League futures. It looks like we're going to sweep. Like, it looks like we're going to sweep up those futures as well, as you know. So, yeah, if you want to get on board with the service, go to lockbetting.com. That is the website. If you want information, shoot me a DM, and I'll give you a link to the Gumroad page where you can get those Gumroad discounts with the promo code K100. There's an alternative promo code as well, the promo code podcast. But as I said, talk to me on my Twitter account and I'll coach you through it. One of the benefits of not being on Patreon now and running everything through WhatsApp is that I can now take on more people from like the K100 realm with less experience, and I'll be able to talk to you directly through it. Because doing it through WhatsApp and not having to answer those Patreon messages, which sometimes can be like hidden away, I can tell you what an Asian handicap line is. I can tell you what a goal line is. I can explain to you all the markets, both teams to score, over-unders. Some of them obviously really, really simple. And that doesn't just go for like soccer. It goes for tennis. It goes for the NBA, you know, props, things like that, props that we play. Somebody may not know what an individual player's PRA is, which is points, rebounds, assists. If you don't know that, I can now explain it to you. It's a much better service running it completely over the phone via WhatsApp. So essentially, the websites that we have are just to take payment. Then you'll have 24/7 access to me. Conan says this is a big mistake. I don't think it is. I think the difference between people that troll and the difference between people that actually part with their money is significant. So right. Yeah. So hit me up at lockbetting.com for info on Twitter, or just go to lockbetting.com if you're ready to sign up.
And also tell everybody, if you like, especially soccer, if you're a fan of soccer but want to know more about it, and maybe you're not ready to get the service yet, just go listen to one of Billy's free podcasts on lockbetting.com. And it's just very informative. I'm smarter about soccer when I listen to his podcast. I know more about it. And at the end of the show, he gives you a free – just listen to the free podcast on lockbetting.com, and he gives you a free lock. And it turned out to be a gateway for me to get the service where you get all the picks. But, like, just sit, sample the podcast. Listen to Billy on the podcast. And if you have any doubts, and if you like it, I guarantee it'll get you probably subscribed to the service. So
and every lock won this weekend. Dortmund, Man United, yeah. Manchester City -1.5, and I skipped Italy because it was so right. A small card. But yeah, every right. Lock.
Yeah, and we got Manchester City hit today, and if Arsenal hits tomorrow, it's another lock. So we'll see. All right, cool. All right, man. Thanks, brother.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.